So let's review. Today's daf continues the discussion of the halachas of Ner Chanukah. The first halacha cited is concerning the maximum height of the placement of the menorah. Amar Rav Kahana, Darsh Rav Nosa bar Manyumi Mishmed Rav Tanchum. Rav Kahana said that Rav Nosa bar Manyumi Darsh in the name of Rav Tanchum, Ner Chanukah Shanicha Lamala Masam Amma, Psula, Kisuka, Ukumovit. Chanukah lights that are placed above 20 amas are pasul, as is the halacha regarding the height of a sukkah or a kaira, a cross being placed over the entrance of a mavet, which must also be placed not higher than 20 amas, as Rashi quotes from the Gemara Masech the Sukkah, Deloi Sholta Be'ena, because they are difficult to see at that height, and therefore regarding the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it lacks in Parsumi Nisa, it's not accomplishing its purpose of publicizing the miracle. The Gemara then next discusses the proper place for the menorah in the doorway. Amar Rabba, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anicha betefach hasmucha l'pesach. The Chanukah lights should be placed within the tefach of one's entrance to his house. The Gemara cites a dispute whether it should be placed on the right side or the left side of the doorway, and then rules. The Hilchasa Kishmul. Kadesh te ner Chanukah mismoil u mezuzah miyamin. The halacha is that the menorah is placed on the left, so that one should be surrounded with mitzvahs upon entering his house, having the menorah on his left and the mezuzah on his right. The Gemara then discusses using the light of the menorah for mundane purposes. Am Rabbi Yehuda Meravasi, also lahartzis mois kenega ner Chanukah. It is forbidden to count money opposite the Chanukah lights. The Gemara compares it to the mitzvah of Kisa Adam, covering the blood of a bird or non-domesticated animal after Shechita. There we learned, Lo yichasen b'regel, he shall not cover it with his foot. Why? Shleihei mitzvahs bezuyis lov, so that mitzvahs not be treated by him in a disrespectful manner. Here too, it would be disrespectful to use the illumination of the Ner Chanukah for mundane purposes. In connection with this halacha of bizu mitzvah, the Gemara cites a dispute. Rav Amar, ein madlikim in ner l'ner. Rav says that it is forbidden to kindle from one Chanukah light to another, Ushmul Amar Madlikin. Shmuel disagrees and permits it. The Gemara cites two possible reasons for Rav's prohibition. One, Mishum Bizu Mitzvah, because it's considered disrespectful of the mitzvah. And two, Mishum Dekom Machish Mitzvah, because it appears to take away from the mitzvah. And the Gemara elaborates. Ikibinayu Dekom Madlik Mishraga Lishraga. The difference between these two reasons is whether one would be permitted to kindle one Chanukah light directly from another Chanukah light without an intervening match. According to the first reason of Bizu Mitzvah, this would be permitted, for it is only considered disrespectful when one kindles a match, which is not an object of a mitzvah, from the Chanukah light, but not when one kindles one Chanukah light directly from another, since they are both objects of mitzvah. However, according to the second reason, Mishum Dekomachish Mitzvah, even direct kindling is forbidden, for by doing so, it appears as though he was taking something away from the first Chanukah light. The Gemara questions Rav's opinion, prohibiting the kindling of one Chanukah light from another, from a braisa that says, U'memena hoyu madlik uva hoyu mesai. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would kindle all the menorah lamps with light from the name of Rabbi, the Western lamp. Now, according to the first reason given, Mishum Bizu Mitzvah, we could say that the menorah lamps in the Beis HaMikdash had long wicks, and thus they were kindled directly from the light of the name of Rabbi without an intervening match, which according to the first view is permitted. However, according to the second reason, Mishum Dekom Machish Mitzvah, the difficulty remains. For according to the second view, Rav also forbids kindling directly from one lamp to another. This proves that Rav only forbids using a match to take light from one Chanukah lamp to light another lamp, but direct kindling is permitted. The Gemara concludes that the question of kindling from one Chanukah light to another is dependent on the fundamental question of whether Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, the kindling of the Chanukah lights, is the main part of the mitzvah, or Hanocha is a mitzvah. The main part of the mitzvah is the placement of the lit menorah in the prescribed place. Now, if Hadloka is a mitzvah, Madlikim menorah l'ner, one may kindle directly from one Chanukah light to another, since one fulfills the mitzvah immediately with the act of kindling. It is not considered disrespectful of the first light. However, if Hanocha is a mitzvah, ain Madlikim menorah l'ner, then kindling from one Chanukah light to the other is forbidden. Since the actual mitzvah is not fulfilled with the act of kindling, it is therefore considered disrespectful to the first light when it is used to kindle the second light. The Gemara then cites several late halachas in an effort to prove whether hadlaka is a mitzvah or hanocha is a mitzvah. The first one seems to indicate hanocha is a mitzvah. The Amar Rava, hayitafis ner chanukah va'oymit lo'asav lo'iklum. If he holds the chanukah menorah in his hand the entire time, from when he lit it until it went out without putting it down, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Now this indicates that the mitzvah is fulfilled with the hanocha, standing it down in its proper place, and not with the hadlaka alone. The Gemara answers that even if the mitzvah is fulfilled with the hadlaka alone, Rava obligates one to place the menorah down, for by holding it in his hands the entire time, it would appear to onlookers that he's holding the menorah and using its light for his personal use and not for the sake of the mitzvah. This would defeat its purpose of persuming nisa, publicizing the miracle. The Gemara then cites another teaching of Rava that seems to indicate that hadlaka is a mitzvah. The Amar Rava, ha-hadlika bifnim, v'yitziya lo yasa klum. If he kindled his Chanukah menorah indoors and then carried it out to his proper place in the front of the doorway, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Now, this reason for this is seemingly because hadlaka is a mitzvah, and therefore one must kindle the menorah in its proper place so that he can't fulfill the mitzvah at the time of that kindling. If, however, hanocha is a mitzvah, one should be able to fulfill the mitzvah even after he kindles the menorah by placing the lit menorah in its doorway. The Gemara refutes this proof by saying that in this case too, we can say that even if hanocha is a mitzvah, one may not carry the menorah to its proper place after lighting it because haroya oimer letzoichu da'alika. An onlooker will say that he kindled the menorah for his personal use. On the next daf, the Gemara will prove definitively that hadlaka is a mitzvah.